John Berman hosts CNN Newsroom. He's on the air at the top of the hour. He's a terrific guy. He used to work with Peter Jennings. Been in the business a long time. I was watching the president last night. I was waiting to see, after watching him night before last, talking about Afghanistan, I said, now he sounds distinctly presidential.
We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
Reading off the prompter, a lot of what he said made a lot of sense in regards to Afghanistan, although it was a big change in policy. But then last night in Phoenix, here we go. I've seen this movie before.
These are truly dishonest people, and not all of them. Not all of them. You have some very good reporters. You have some very fair journalists. But for the most part, honestly, these are really, really dishonest people. And they're bad people. And I really think they don't like our country. I really believe that.
And calling out CNN by name, which the crowd quickly took up.
But all the network, I mean, CNN is really bad.
It is? Let's start there with John Berman. John, I guess the first question is, as a esteemed reporter, why are you dishonest and why do you hate America?
I think I'll take the other side of that argument. You know, I'll take option B. Look, I don't like engaging in these nonstop debates on the media that the president seems to want to bring up. There are two ways I feel about it. Number one, if the president is talking about the media, he's not talking about things that matter to the American people. And in the media, if we're talking about what the president's saying about us, we're not talking about what matters to the American people. But I will say, you know what? It's fair to criticize the tone of coverage. If someone wants to criticize the tone, you can talk about media bias. That's certainly a legitimate subject to discuss. But when you start to call us un-American and bad and to blame the press for the racial tensions in America, you know, I don't just disagree with it. I think it's wrong, and I think it's dangerous.
John, when you guys watch, and we're talking with John Berman, by the way, from CNN, when you guys watch the president last night, and he's talking about, again, the media coverage, and he's like, oh, look, they're turning those red lights off on the cameras, when in fact, I mean, that wasn't true. You didn't turn your cameras off. You were carrying it. How do you react to that? Does anybody in your newsroom, do you guys pay attention to this?
No. I mean, I think we pay attention to what he says and how it relates to the American people. The fact was he was wrong about that. That was a lie. We covered the whole speech, right? I mean, it was on for the whole time. And you know, there are other cameras. Just because the red light's off on one camera, there's another camera that has the red light. As much as the president knows about TV, he might not have learned that fact. Look, again, I'll just say it again. There were other parts of that speech last night far more important than what he had to say about the media. He had a flat-out revision of history. He read a statement and omitted words from his initial response to the violence in Charlottesville, an important revision. I happen to be reading 1984, guys, the book, the George Orwell book, and it's pretty shocking to read it right now. It talks a lot about rewriting the past, and one of the slogans in there is, ignorance is strength. And there are times when I wonder if this is a deliberate attempt to recreate the past and just change events. Sometimes I think that the president is doing this deliberately.
CNN's John Berman with us. You guys broke the story yesterday about this phone call 2 weeks ago between Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, and the president. It dissolved into a screaming match. The president, of course, will need Mitch McConnell's votes and leadership, not to mention McCain's and Flake's, too, to get anything done, 51 votes or 60 notwithstanding. What's the general consensus in the newsrooms, New York and Washington, D.C., regarding the president dealing this way with the Republicans? Do you think the Republicans at some point are going to kind of roll over and say, you're right, Mr. President, we're scared of your 20%? Or is Mitch McConnell, a proud man, to say the least, going to dig in?
Look, you bring up a great point, and this is much more important. The president's relationship with Mitch McConnell is way more important than what he thinks about the press. He has somehow deeply offended the Senate Majority Leader, who now apparently reportedly thinks that his presidency can't be salvaged. No, the president needs Mitch McConnell on his side, you know, full stop. And if he's mad about how Mitch McConnell's been handling the Russia investigation, apparently there was this angry phone call, right? Healthcare is part of it, that McConnell couldn't get healthcare past the Senate, and he couldn't. There were other reasons for it, but Mitch McConnell shares part of that blame. Other people do, too, if you're a Republican and think that there is blame to go around there. But the president also apparently opened up on Mitch McConnell on the Russia investigation, saying, you don't have my back here. You're not doing enough to have my back. I would be careful If I were under investigation and I needed senators, every single Republican senator on my side, ultimately perhaps to shield me from an investigation, I'd be careful about yelling at the man who controls those votes. But
and what also the man that's going to control what committee will get what assignment and when things will be televised and when they won't.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, Mitch McConnell's a quiet guy. I mean, Mitch McConnell's a quiet guy who doesn't like these types of fights. You know, he's calm, he's soft-spoken, he's got ridiculously sharp elbows and knows how Washington works and, can play full-contact politics with the best of them. But some of these comments that we're getting leaked from him and from his people, you know, it tells you how he feels. It's pretty remarkable.
You know, you look at McConnell's approval rating, and I read yesterday that his approval rating is right around 18%. Do you think that's the Trump base that's knocking that down?
You know, I mean, I think the Trump base is still with him. I really do. And I think that you know, politics, they like to say, is played within the 40-yard lines of a football game. You know, 40% always feel one way, 40% always feel another, and then it's those middle, 20 yards that matter the most. And that's where I don't think the president has made any ground at all. You know, whether or not his 40% isn't 40% anymore. It's probably a little bit less than that. How much that has eroded is an open question, and the intensity of that 40% is also an open question.
John Berman, for appearing on the John and Ray Show here this morning. We've gone to the Breitbart website and purchased a Steve Bannon fidget spinner for you.
We bought you the 8-pack. It's $50.
Because I know tensions are high. We're going to send that to the newsroom so you and your colleagues can take some of the stress off.
I appreciate it. I'm at peace. Just so you know, I'm at peace this morning.
Yeah. A nice trade with Cleveland. Good for you guys in Boston.
I think so. I think so. There's criticism, but I like it.
Okay.
That trade's good for people on both sides, too. That's a good deal for everybody involved. You know, and a lot of people don't like to say that kind of thing. That's a good trade for everybody involved.
You know, the Republicans and Democrats should learn something about that with health care, because there is a way to get this done.
Yep.
We'll take that up with you again next week. Thanks, John. Have a good show. Take care. There goes John Berman from CNN's newsroom at the top of the hour. So they did start selling, by the way, at Breitbart.com.
I saw that. Yeah, I ordered a couple for us.
Steve Bannon fidget spinners, which, doggone it, considering my son's obsession with ceiling fans and all things that spin his whole life, why didn't I come up with an idea?
You missed it. You missed that one again. We wouldn't have had him playing the lottery tonight.